foreclosed versus lease pending. So we're talking about wholesale and pre-foreclosure still. There's a question that came in, and I think we should answer this question, and I think you will learn a lot from it. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about foreclosed versus lease pending. So we're talking about wholesale and pre-foreclosure still. There's a question that came in, and I think we should answer this question, and I think you will learn a lot from it. Okay, it has to do with foreclosures, pre-foreclosures, wholesaling, pre-foreclosures, which is how I started. It's still my favorite. A lot of times you find people say pre-foreclosures are not motivated. They're not. Well, guess what? In every segment, either pre-foreclosure, absentee owners, vacant, high equity, any of those things, you still have to talk to the right person, meaning a motivated seller. There's a percentage of them, very low percentage, that's willing to talk to a person like you. Willing to talk to a person like you because you're actually solving a problem for them, okay? If they feel like you're about to take advantage of them, which a lot of time is not your fault, it only becomes your fault if you don't understand this is marketing and you keep talking to the same person, that it's just not a fit. You need to be talking to more people in any given minute. You need to be talking to 100 persons, targeted persons in 1 minute, as opposed to talking to one person for the next 100 minutes. You're wasting time, and this game is about leverage. It's about beating time at its own game, okay? So with that being said, there's a question. The question says, weird situation for me. I just had someone send me an address to their aunt's house, their aunt's, TT's house. She no longer owns. He said the state owns it, so I'm guessing that means it was foreclosed. If that is the case, can I still put it under contract, and how would I do that? Hopefully you can help me. I'm obviously a beginner. Okay. All right, great. So So that's where the title came from, foreclosed versus lease pending. Lease pending is a French word, I'm not sure, for pending lawsuit, okay? And what it means is that there's an intention, they filed an intention to foreclose on you at the court. It hasn't been foreclosed on yet. So depending on what state you are in, intent to foreclose and pending lawsuits, which is, they call it lease pending, which is pre-foreclosures, this fancy word for pre-foreclosure, they all use them interchangeably. It depends on what state you're in, okay? Foreclosed means they already took the property away, they took the deed away from the owner, okay? So that means the owner cannot sell you anything, right? Because they don't have the title to the property. They can't sell you anything, technically, they can't. They actually, not just technically, period, they can't sell you. Now, there are some redemption period and stuff like that. Redemption period is when you can come up with all the money that you owe and take the property. I think maybe 10, 15 days. Depends on what state, what county. Just check with your county. There may not be any redemption period in your county. Either way, it doesn't matter. Most people are not going to come up with that money. I'm in New Jersey. It takes about 10 to 12 months on an average, on a regular day, to foreclose on you after you stop payment. So there's all those time of arrears of money that these homeowners own, that they hold, and it's going to be the oldest money. It's going to be hard to come up with all that money, and even if they come up with the money, is it worth paying it all into a house that it's already proven to be a burden on your financial statement, right? So most people don't have the money to come up with, okay? So that's why the right time for you to go in and to see if you can get a deal from pre-foreclosures is pre-foreclosures. That's in lease pendings. During intent to foreclose, they already filed documents with the court. It's now public record. That's why you end up with a pre-foreclosure list, okay? Once a house is foreclosed on, you now have to deal, not with the state, unless the state is the lien holder on the property, but with whoever the lien holder is that foreclosed on the property. You now have to deal with that person. The homeowner does not control the property anymore, at least from a title standpoint. A lot of time, they may, if you're in a ghetto, they may hold the house hostage, okay? Meaning you have to sell it, buy it and sell it, subject to not saying it. Basically, you're going to close without saying it, right? Some people are confident enough, comfortable enough in the neighborhood to do that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But just letting you know what it is, right? So when a house is already foreclosed on, no, you cannot go under contract with the existing, with the previous homeowner, because they're now previous. Okay, you have to find the people that now own the property. Usually it's a bank, and that's the same type of property that they refer to as real estate owned, REO, okay, which means real estate owned by the bank or bank owned properties. So real estate owned by the bank is called REO. So anytime you see a REO, it's usually listed by a realtor, an agent for the bank. And these realtors usually have people they work with that they can sell to. You can be one of those. You can become one of those, but it's for the most part, it's going to be hard for you to wholesale, because wholesale is a little bit out of the box type of constructing creative strategy to get rid of a property. Your best bet is to understand that this is a marketing deal. This is marketing. This is about marketing. This is your best opportunity, okay? And market strictly to homeowners. And if they say it's already foreclosed on, say, eh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, let me know if you know any other person that has a property they need to get rid of. Keep it moving. You should be talking to only 100 people in 1 minute. You should be talking to 100, minimum 100 persons in 1 minute, as opposed to spending the next 100 minutes talking to one person. Don't waste your time. Motivated sellers know who they are. They tell you they can't wait. They need to get rid of it. Sometimes they're on the fence. Sometimes they want to talk to you, but they want to talk to you. At least they're on the fence. You can follow up with them, right? But if they're not on the fence, they're already telling you, like, if you don't get out of my face right now, right? Don't waste your time with such people if they give you even any attitude. You don't have time for attitude. You don't have time for that, because there are people waiting in your marketing channel, at the end of your marketing channel, that you can attract, that you can help. Okay, so with that being said, I hope I clarified the difference. I just had someone send me address. Someone sending you addresses is useless. You need to be talking to the homeowner, okay? But the homeowner in this case, like you said, is already foreclosed on, is the state. So it's pointless to be talking to the person that may still be living in the property. It doesn't matter, unless they have the money to come up with and redeem the property. And is it safe for you to give them money to go redeem the property? I've heard a few people suggest that sometimes. I think that's a horrible idea. When you're dealing with titles, even of a car, you don't want to be giving up money with no title behind to guarantee it. You don't want to, no, first of all, no savvy investor is going to do that. There may be some investors out there that feel safe. It's a risk for them. It's the highest extreme form of risk, because there's no title that you're putting, that's backing up the money you're putting up. And they may decide to turn around and say, hey, you give them a gift, right? You put the money in the account, they have to write a certified check on their name to go redeem the property. So because the bank doesn't want you to do exactly that, if they take the property away, they took it away. Now you have to wait, I don't know how long it takes, depends on the state, a month, 2 months, 3 months before it shows up on the REO, meaning listed by the bank to be sold. All right, so that's how that works. That's the difference between foreclosed and lease pendings, which is aka pre-foreclosures, or some people call it intent to foreclose, right? When you're in that space, when they're in that space, I think I heard that in Texas, about 2 months is gone. The property is foreclosed on. In New Jersey, I've seen properties take 3 years in pre-foreclosure. That's a great time to come in and bid with the homeowner and negotiate with the homeowner and see if you can purchase the property. All right. So it says, if that's the case, can I still put under contract? No, you can't. Okay. How would I do that? No way. Okay. Hopefully you understand this. Focus on pre-foreclosures. Focus on other forms of distress on a property, like vacancy, out-of-state landlords, tired landlords, because you're dealing with the people. Remember that it's not about the property, it's about the person behind the property, right? High equity, even high equity, your conversation should be like, would you accept this? It should be yes or no for high equity, because majority of them, as you can imagine, knows they have equity, and the last thing they want to do is give it away, unless they're in that space themselves. You can't force it. And when they are in that space, you can tell. You'll be like, I don't know. You know, you say, okay, you want me to call you back? I can call you back next week, and we can follow up and make sure that's something you want to do, and then we take it from there. You want to be laid back, have confidence, because they buy into that confidence. If you try to force them or try to it's not going to work. If you try to hard sell people, it's not going to work. It's 2019 and beyond. Hard selling people doesn't work because they have options. They can see everything on the internet. Okay, if they want, they will let you know. You'll be able to pick up the property. If you're marketing enough and you're reaching enough people, you're putting out enough offers, you will find deals. People will refer deals to you. I can't tell you how many times people will call me. Like, so somebody called you and gave you an address to an aunt. That's happened to me before, but the aunt was motivated. It was a situation where there was a pre-foreclosure. I had to negotiate. It took 2 months to negotiate. I made some good money from it, about $45,000 from it, from this particular house I'm thinking about. It happened multiple times. But the key thing I'm saying here is that they have to be motivated. So if they're not in pre-foreclosure, don't deal. If they're already foreclosed on, you can't deal anyway. You're dealing with the wrong person. If it's a situation, somebody just sent you an address because the house is vacant, you know, I guess you're going to do your regular vetting and stuff that like that, right? All right. So hopefully my voice didn't go down too much during this recording. I'm a little tired, but I wanted to make sure I come here and get this out to you today. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one. Don't forget to download the book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and you get a second free book with that, Real Estate Money Secrets. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.